Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Wallet Hub did one of their studies of best and worst cities for football fans.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. And if I hadn't seen it, there would have been 400 people who tweeted it to me.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly. Here are your least engaged fans by city. Number one, Los Angeles. Number two, New York City. Number three, Jacksonville. Number four, Houston, Texas.
You know, I don't think of Houston as like a great NFL city, but I don't think of it as a bad one either. I do believe if this team ever had some like tangible success that people would get really excited about it, but it's really hard to like do backflips over a team that's never won anything. See what Adam Wainwright had to say?
I did not.
A player's strike is likely looming for Major League Baseball once the current collective bargaining agreement runs its course, according to Adam Wainwright. I'll be honest. I don't know what kind of good a strike is going to do these guys.
Well, it's still hard for me to think these guys should be striking, considering their sport, how well they're paid compared to
everybody
else.
You're not lying.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. If you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. All available on podcastarena.com, or will be shortly. And no matter how you're tuning in, whether you're listening on the radio, whether you're on the app, whether you're on the stream, you're on the live stream, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Thanks for tuning in. And if you're still stuck in traffic, we'll get you home here over the last hour. A couple of things on Twitter that just popped up that I wanted to bounce off of you.
All right.
Something RJ just tweeted out.
To
win the NCAA national title, would you rather have Duke or your pick of any three other teams?
Any three other teams.
Yeah, I think I would too. Who would your teams be?
Gonzaga. Virginia. And I'd have to give some thought to the last one. There's a couple I could make an argument for, but those two for sure. I don't know who my third team would be.
Okay.
But if you make that bet, it could easily end up being a push.
Right.
But if I could have one ticket, I'd much rather it be that one.
And then apparently in final talks to be the new Batman, Army Hammer.
All right. I don't like his name. It turns me off.
Yeah, it's a terrible name, let's be honest. But he was Lone Ranger, which was regrettable.
Yeah.
He was in Man from U.N.C.L.E. He was really good in that. Interestingly enough, opposite Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
I really liked that movie. I thought he played a really good badass Russian. And that's about it that the people would be interested in. So he's a handsome man.
I saw Zack Snyder tweeted or Instagrammed something about Ben Affleck being the best Batman ever, thanking him for his time as the Batman.
He was good.
He was good.
I don't think best Batman ever, though. I think Christian Bale set a pretty high
standard. I don't even think Christian Bale was that good of a Batman. Christian Bale was just in really badass Batman movies.
Well, but that
you could argue that Ben Affleck was a better Batman.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy it because it's like, you know, it's like winning the Super Bowl. You got to be good to win the Super Bowl.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah. I mean, you're the starting quarterback on a three-time Super Bowl champion, basically.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I obviously had much better material to work with than anybody else.
Right.
But I think he was the best. I think Affleck might have been second best.
I don't know. That's tough. I mean, it's kind of like a...
Because, I mean, were you really in love with any of the Michael Keaton,
no.
Val Kilmer,
nope.
George Clooney.
No.
I think Kilmer was probably the best of those three, but that's not saying much. That's
Yeah, I guess I don't know. And I think he was a good Bruce Wayne. He was a good Batman. He was just a good versatile character for it. And I don't know why he got panned so much. And I do know why he got panned so much, because he came after the trilogy that
right.
was just so well done.
That you were never going to live up to that.
But if they had switched out Ben Affleck and Christian Bale in those movies, do you think the movies would have been any less great?
I don't know.
I think the writing of the movies.
That's tough. That's like trying to say.
Because Christian Bale was like, he was the second best actor in The Dark Knight.
To a guy who won the freaking Academy Award.
That's what I'm saying. The Batman shouldn't be overshadowed in his own movie. And that happened to Christian Bale.
I'm not buying that.
He didn't get overshadowed?
He did, but that was a transcendent performance.
Okay. Well, so
you know
step
what?
Your game up.
Guess what? Guess who else got overshadowed by the Joker? Who? Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson was a great Joker. He was better than Michael Keaton.
You just said Michael Keaton's not that good. So
well, I know, but the difference is the Joker is the real star of the whole thing.
That's
and always has been. That is the best character ever. And he was the good guy in The Dark Knight, by the way.
Oh, jeez.
Don't get me started on that.
He put a cell phone in that guy's guts.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not good. Good guys don't do that.
Says who?
It's the rules of good guy versus bad guy.
No, he was trying to disrupt the establishment. The schemers.
It doesn't mean you do it by crime.
Well.
Or murder.
What did Batman do to capture him? He created an illegal Patriot Act type thing.
That's true.
So, that therefore, not a hero.
No.
Bad guy.
That's fair.
Bad guy. I did have something I wanted to get to here. Because you remember we were talking about recruiting last week and how...
How it's my favorite thing.
And how meaningless it can be at times.
Yeah.
Well, this is just for those of you who... love this stuff. Rivals.com and 24/7 sports and other recruiting websites. Rivals.com was the first one. They have an algorithm that goes and basically finds players and, you know, says what kind of recruit they are.
Yeah.
Well, somebody created a fake recruit and he wound up on their website. He is a 6'6", 315-pound offensive tackle from Grace Christian High School in Knoxville, Tennessee. Says he holds offers from Georgia, Florida, and Alabama, among others, and has been rated as a 3-star on both 24/7 and Rivals.
First of all, you know this story's bogus because Alabama doesn't offer 3-stars.
They have one a year.
It's usually a kicker. Yeah, they offer him as a walk-on.
That running back was a 3-star, the one that played for him this year. But some students created a fake Twitter account of the player without posting any film, tweeted out that they had offers from Alabama, et cetera, and without seeing any film or evaluating at all, Rivals put him on the site as a 3-star with a 5.5 rating and gave him a full article on his evaluation. 247's composite found it and posted it on theirs, but not in their top 247 rankings. So basically, the recruiting sites got catfished.
Yeah, they got proven to be frauds. What's been proven is you guys are suckers for paying for these recruiting rankings.
Yep.
Dummies.
Well, that ought to. This Prep Extra tweeted out who are the top 10 prospects of the class of 2020 to keep an eye on from the Knoxville area. He's in there.
Oh, boy.
I love it. I love stuff like that.
People are so dumb. I mean, imagine like just saying, oh yeah, they must be good. Like instead of actually doing what your job is. Like, I mean, the only job is to look up film of these guys, right?
Hmm.
Figure it out.
Well, apparently that's not their only job.
Oh, there's no film on them? Oh,
their only job is just to sell.
Yeah, that's the job.
And
stupid. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Rivals. Well played. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And just wanted to share that because we spent some time on it and people were kind of telling us that we don't know what we're talking about when it comes to
recruiting. We don't talk about recruiting enough.
No. Nope.
Y'all don't respect recruiting. It's a big part of football, man. It's one of the coolest things. No, sucks. Recruiting's stupid. Hate it. You know who likes recruiting? High school kids.
No, fans of... There's a big fan base of that stuff.
You know who should care about recruiting? High school kids. Period. Coaches. Period.
Well, I think your college... The thing is, if you're a fan of a school, some of these hardcore message board guys, they care.
Well, they're weird for caring.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying they're not weird, but it's still a big market for these guys, and
I'm not saying that there's not a
well, there's a lot
of group of people who are interested. No, there's a lot of weirds. Who should be interested.
There's a lot of weirds out there. There's no question when it comes.
Like, if you really care that much about where some kid that you don't know is going to go to college, that's weird.
Yeah, I always found it weird that people were obsessed with 18-year-olds.
Well,
just all right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And I'm just going to ask. Just ask. As constructed,
yes,
right
I'm
now.
I'm pregnant, not fat.
No. Oh. As constructed right now, I mean, I keep seeing everybody has the Astros with the most win totals. Everybody's picking the Astros. Do you feel like, as they're constructed right now, they're the best team in the American League?
No.
I still think the Red Sox look pretty good. Now, I think Correa healthy makes a difference. Altuve healthy makes a difference. I like the Brantley pickup.
Still, there's too many question marks with your rotation. You didn't upgrade your bullpen. No.
Yeah, well, I think the bullpen's okay. I don't think it's...
Not if you're plucking two guys out of it to put into the rotation.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that you're going to take two of them.
The bullpen was good last year. Yeah, because Colin McHugh was the best guy in the bullpen. Now you're not going to have him in the bullpen? You might want to fix that.
You're going to have your boy Osuna for the whole...
Oh, well.
Time.
Yeah,
he'll be punching people out. That's never going to go away.
I think that's alleged.
Allegedly. Yeah. That's what they do. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. We come back. I have a list of 10 players who are the Sports Not thinks will bounce back in 2019, football players.
All right. Any chance to talk football, I'm down.
I just want to see which ones you think you agree with.
All right. You know what we all agree on? Carbach. That's right. And, guys, stop out by the restaurant, the brewery. Every Monday, that's today, they've got bingo in the beer garden every Monday from 6 to 8. There's multiple rounds, prizes, no fee to play. And you can drink some beers while you're doing it. The first Monday of every month, the Carbach Brews Cruise. If you like bikes and beer, join the Brews Cruise, followed by a Carbach happy hour at the brewery. And then every Thursday, the running club meets up. And after they take a little run, they meet up and they have a nice Carbach. And then you can earn free beer just by being in the running club. While you're out there, make sure you eat at that restaurant. It's out of this world. If you haven't been there yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. They've got a fantastic menu. Korean fried chicken, crab cakes, Hatch chili mac and cheese, pizza, fish and chips, beer can chicken. Just too much good stuff to name. They're open daily 11 and 9. They do a hell of a steak, these guys do, by the way. They've started doing 11 and 9 for lunch and dinner. And then they serve brunch Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 2. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. See what they got going on at the brewery. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Bring back the nights when I held you beside me. Unbreak my heart.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, told you we had 10 guys that they expect to bounce back in 2019 from SportsNot. Want to see if you agree, disagree, or... don't care.
All right.
Matthew Stafford, career low 3,777.
He'll be better than last year. I don't know if he's going to be as good as he was. I don't think he can be that bad again. I don't think he will be that bad again. How about that?
Okay, so will that be a bounce back?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I'll call it a bounce back.
Okay. Darius Geis.
No.
Yeah, that's a...
They don't... I mean, to me, not having a quarterback makes it harder to be a good running back. So, yeah, I'm going to... we don't know if Adrian Peterson's going to be back yet, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I'll pass on him.
AJ Green.
Oh, yeah. I think if he can, I mean, obviously if he could be healthy, but I think Zach Taylor could help him. It'd be nice if they would get him a real quarterback. But, yeah, I'm an AJ Green fan.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Obviously, I think he's in the perfect spot. I think he's got the right coach. I think that team is on the rise, and I think a lot he's going to do well.
Cameron Brate, who had a torn labrum in his hip last year, only 30 catches for the Bucs.
Yeah, it's weird because, I mean, O.J. Howard's up and down. Cameron Brate's up and down. It's hard to call which one of those guys is going to be the one that's worth a damn any given day. I'll lean no.
David Johnson, running back from the Cardinals.
This goes back to if the Cardinals don't have a quarterback, it's hard to be a good running back. I don't know what the Cardinals are going to do at quarterback. If it's Josh Rosen, I'm going to say probably not.
I do know that they keep saying they're going to run the ball a lot more than people think, so we shall see. Derek Carr, Oakland Raiders.
Man, you know I like Derek Carr, but I don't think he's got a good coach, and I think he's got an anchor tied to him now.
The thing is, it's hard for me to call it a bounce back because he did throw for 4,000 yards. He just was 19-10 on touchdowns.
They didn't score a lot. Yeah. It was a bad offense. So.
He did put up a lot of yards and complete.
And
a lot
think
of
about
passes.
This: who are his skill position guys? I mean, they're just guys. Yeah. So I think Derek Carr is good. I just think that as long as he's in Oakland, it's going to be tough.
Hunter Henry.
Oh, yes. He's incredible. He's unguardable. He's why the Chargers have a chance to win it all.
Oh, that was so bad.
My fake Stephen A? Or
No, what he did. Oh, okay. Hunter. Well, it was like two players in that game that weren't even playing.
Yeah.
So, Kirk Cousins.
Obviously, I meant Virgil Green. I know that he's only caught one touchdown all year, but he's the difference maker.
Kirk Cousins.
Oh.
I mean, again, numbers-wise,
last season a bad year, or was Kirk Cousins just putting up big numbers on a bad team?
I mean, just by the numbers, 30 touchdowns versus 10 interceptions is good. You know, you get a 3-1.
You take that, right?
4,298 yards. But
let me ask you this, Fred. What were the Vikings last year? 8-8? Or no, they had a tie, huh?
7-1.
8-7-1. Let's say they were, instead of 8-7-1, they were 10-6. And he had that same stat line. Would the Vikings, would Kirk Cousins' first year with the Vikings be considered a failure?
Probably not. Although the idea was you were supposed to be better than you were the year before when you made it to the NFC Championship game.
But, I mean, the defense was much worse.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The offensive line wasn't as good.
He's got talent, though, there. I mean, he's got skill position. I mean, Thielen and Diggs, he's got guys to throw to. But that team just wasn't as good. I'm waiting and seeing on Kirk Cousins. I haven't made my final analysis on him.
Well, and I'll go back to what I said before. While I think he's a better quarterback than Case Keenum long term, it was going to be hard for him to have the kind of year that Keenum did the year before because he played out of his mind. Kerryon Johnson.
I like him. I think that they found something special with that guy. And when he was on the field last year, the Lions offense was a monster. I mean, the time when he was out, it went into the dumpster. And I think him and Matthew Stafford, their bounce backs are going to be connected at the hip. They need each other.
Can Matt Patricia coach, though?
I don't know. I don't know.
Another one of those Belichick guys. And, you know, that's the one thing that holds me back a little bit on the Lions. I just don't know what he can do. Although I like Daryl Bevel being there.
Yeah.
So.
Was that 10?
That was 10.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron. Lamont says, hey, fake Jong, who's covering the Toni Braxton Unbreak My Heart song?
That would be Weezer.
Weezer. All right. They cover everything. Oh, that's, I did a whole album of covers, huh?
That one was from years ago, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they did that Teal album, which has a bunch of really cool covers on it. I enjoyed it. But it's one of those that once you've heard them a couple times, you don't really need to listen again.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You want to get in? We got two more segments to go on the show. It's moving right along here.
Moving right along into Tri-Eagle territory. You know what that means?
It means there's three Eagles.
There is three Eagles. Guys, there's a ton of different providers out there, and they'll all offer something, and you're going to hear those offers and go, man, that sounds like it's too good to be true. And well, guess what? Probably is too good to be true, because you hear those offers and you hear, oh, we'll give you free nights, or we'll give you free weekends, or we'll give you a cash bonus for signing on with us. And then you go for it. And then months later, you find out, well, it's not exactly that. I mean, you do get the free nights, but we're going to upcharge you for your bill, and we're going to throw some fees in here, and the rate's going to be moving around on you. Well, Tri-Eagle doesn't believe in that. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. End of discussion. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees. Good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Call 877-93-EAGLE. Or you can log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE. Or TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. PUCT license number 10064.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Billy Kennedy's Texas A&M Coaches Show tonight at 7, followed by The Boss and the Gloss at 8.
Bossin' and glossin'.
So make sure you check that out. Texter says, so since most everyone, including you two, think Harden is overrated and dislike his game, should they offer Harden and 4 first-rounders for Anthony Davis? I've been on record as saying I wouldn't trade Harden.
If you trade James Harden for Anthony Davis, you're the Pelicans.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... The whole point would be getting Anthony Davis to go with James Harden, and that would be interesting. But we've seen what Anthony Davis and Chris Paul can do, or what Chris Paul can do with one other good player. I mean, Blake Griffin and Chris Paul tried for a long time. This is...
Yeah,
James Harden's here. I mean, and he's not my favorite player, but...
I wouldn't trade him straight up for Anthony Davis.
I wouldn't either.
Because we've seen what... We've seen Harden with a bunch of jokes make the playoffs. We've seen Anthony Davis with a bunch of jokers not make the playoffs. I don't think a big man can carry a team. I think Davis would have to be a second dude. And I think he will be with LeBron, and we'll find out what he is in. He's Kevin Love.
Yeah.
Before Love got to the Cavs. Man, I wonder if some of our... There's times I wonder if some of our texters are children. I mean, real, like actual children texting in the show. Keith just had aces cracked.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Keith. Welcome to that life.
It's going to happen. Yeah. You're going to have, it's going to happen 12% of the time.
Yeah.
Basically.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Depending on what you're up against. But yeah, that's life. You'll remember every one of those bad beats.
Yeah.
Oh, and despite what you might have heard, Luke Gregerson was not part of the Astros bullpen by committee.
Don't get me started on that.
I listened to that going, what? What? Oh, man.
Fred, there's so much more stress with it now when things like this happen.
Yeah, you have to care now.
I mean, think back to when, like, 2017 even. Was Luke Gregerson really part of the closer by committee?
I think early in the year, maybe. but that didn't
pull up Luke Gregerson's stats. How many saves did Luke Gregerson have in 2017? One.
Hmm. So I guess he was technically by committee, huh?
People drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, well. What are you going to do, Fred?
Why don't we take a phone call?
That might not help, but if you want to.
I can't read the name, though. Goonie?
Oh, yeah. I know that guy.
What's up, Goonie?
Hey, Goonie.
Sports.
Sports, man.
Hey, so last year, the Harris County Commissioners elected six members, and they decided that they would renovate the Astrodome to the tune of about $110 million or something like that. The Astrodome is a historic site, so it has to be handled with special care, which means that $110 million number is probably drastically low, and it's going to take a long time. It's already had setbacks and delays because of rodeo, and we know it's going to cost a lot more. So those guys thought it was in the city's interest to do that, and all of a sudden, they just have the $110 million pop out of nowhere. They have the money. They were going to use $50 million that we already had, and on top of that, they were going to raise fees on hotels, and they were going to raise fees on parking tickets. And the medical center in Houston is not the largest in the world, if not the largest in the world, one of the largest in the world. So when you raise hotel fees, you disproportionately affect people that are coming to visit to stay in the hospital. And then we voted this February about Prop B, which is also about $110 million to give raises to the fire department. And one of the first proposals from the city council, I don't know if you saw this, was that their idea was to institute a trash tax that would disproportionately affect low and middle class people to pay for that. And I was wondering if you guys had an opinion on why it is that we have the money for the Astrodome, which is, as you guys know, going to be a money pit, a money suck, not going to be profitable. I think if it was profitable, we should sell it and get out from under it. But why is it that we all have to pay, you know, the city and the lower class and middle class people have to pay for the Astrodome, or excuse me, for the firefighters' raises, which 3-1, I think the city of Houston voted in favor for to give our firefighters, our heroes, a raise. Why is it that we have money out of nowhere for the Astrodome, but when it comes to paying our firefighters, we all have to dig into our pockets all the time?
All right, let me jump in because that was about 10 minutes long when it, for what should have been a 30-second question. One of them's the county, one of them's the city. It's not the same money.
That's sort of the problem. And yeah. Mind you, I think Fred and I were both against any money going to the Astrodome, and it was it's a bonehead thing. We actually voted against it, and then they found a way to do it anyway. So you're asking me why they can find money for it. I mean, it's because it's a special interest, and someone in politics, judge, took special interest in it, and nothing we can do about it. I mean, it's garbage, but it is what it is. But like Fred said, it's a county issue versus city issue. So there's two different pockets that they're going to steal out of.
Yeah. Well, and I think the firefighters deserve their raise, and they've said that they would work with the city to do it over time. And, you know, the city keeps fighting that. I don't know why, but, it looks like it's finally going to get done, which they deserve it. So yeah, the thing about the hotel taxes and airport taxes, too, I mean, we're paying a bunch of airport taxes. It's cheaper to fly out of Austin.
It is.
I
fly out of Austin regularly.
We've talked about this before. I'll drive to Austin and fly because it's, you know, plus you can spend an extra day in Austin.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's sometimes $200-$300 a ticket. And if you, like, for me, if I'm flying with my whole family,
that adds up.
That adds up.
Yeah. But we've flown to, we flew to Saskatchewan a couple times out of Austin because it wound up saving us almost $300 a ticket.
Yep.
And so it's worth the – plus, you know, there's nice restaurants to stop by on the way there and the way back. There's always nothing wrong with a little trip to Austin. But, yeah, it's really bad at times how much it costs to stay in hotels and everything else here. But that's the it's the cost of doing business.
Yep.
It's like the reason we get away with not having an income tax is our property taxes are up there.
It's a deal.
So you just can't really
just suck it up.
Yeah, it's hard for me to get too worked up over it. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If I want to change it, I'll run for office, and I'm not running for office.
I might.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a bunch of time on my hands right now.
Yeah, you got plenty of time. You could be out there doing all kind of, yeah, you hardly work at all.
No.
I've got another story for you. This woman, you tell me whether you think she's bat bleep or well within her rights. She broke up with a guy. He didn't take it very well.
Okay.
And so she basically snuck into his house while he was asleep, snuck through his window, grabbed his phone, and deleted the nude of herself.
Dude, is he not password protected?
He probably told her the password.
Yeah, but once you break up with a girl, you got to change all your passwords, right?
Absolutely. But apparently, she broke in just so her boob shots wouldn't be out there in public. First off, don't give them to the guy.
Dude, that might be saved on the cloud anyway.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean don't give them to the guy?
Well, if you don't want them out there.
I mean, listen, I don't want you to discourage women to start not... I mean, you're telling women to stop sending nudes to dudes? That's not the right message we want to put out there.
Well, if you don't want your stuff out there, can't be breaking into his house.
Well, I mean, nobody wants their stuff out there, but I think at the same time, there needs to be a balance between sending nudes to a trusted source and letting your stuff be out there, you know? I mean, if you know you're going to break up with a guy, probably don't send him nudes.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
But
it's probably not going to go well for you.
Typically, I don't know, man. Typically, it's I feel like these dudes, if you're not going to enjoy those nudes and you feel like you're so broken up by this this breakup that you have to spread around the treats that she gave you, that doesn't make any sense. Just accept that, listen, the relationship didn't work out. You lost a good woman who sent you nudes at one point. You get those nudes for the rest of eternity. You'll always have them. Even when she gets married, you'll be able to look at her wedding photos and be like, oh, yeah, I remember her when she was this. Like, you've got a lot of advantage with that. You don't have to spread it around.
Well, he doesn't.
Yeah, just agree that don't release them. But keep them for yourself, but don't release them. Put them on a hard drive. Keep that hard drive in a shoebox in your closet and don't release them to the world.
Let's also agree it's inappropriate to break into people's houses for any reason.
Yeah, she broke the law.
Yeah, that's illegal. That's a crime, ma'am.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with bat bleep.
Did she get arrested?
No, she got away with it.
Got away with it?
Yeah.
I wonder if he's going to press charges now that she's admitted it, though.
I would. I think I would.
Yeah.
Or say, hey.
Oh, and my $4,000 guitar is missing, too. I wonder what happened to that.
I'd say, maybe you need to send me a new batch of nudes, or I'm going to take this to the authorities. How about that? I think that's blackmail, but I'm not really sure.
Extortion, blackmail, you know,
yeah,
one of those two.
It happens. Also illegal.
Yeah, but I mean, if we're all breaking rules here, then what's the big deal? All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about My Computer Career. Over 10,000 of people just like you went to My Computer Career last month, and took the free career evaluation. They started 2019 in a bad job. They weren't making enough money, and they said, you know what? I'm going to make a change here. And they did. They did something about it. At My Computer Career, you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with no IT experience, because helping people start an IT career is exactly what they do. It's not too late. You can join those people. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could be on your way. Attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than just a school. They actually help you get into the industry after you graduate because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
On ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, make sure you check out sportsmap.com. Always great stuff on there. Today's no exception. Have a lot more cool stuff coming. The return of Patrick Crayton today. He wrote
Crate the Great, they call him?
Yeah, Crate Expectations, I call it. He wrote on Colin Kaepernick. All right, let's do a dumbass report.
Let's do it, Fred. And let's start in your neck of the woods, Scotland.
Aye.
Claire Thompson is a chemistry teacher. Excuse me. Claire Thompson was a chemistry teacher. And she was, you know, in class while her students were apparently working on some sort of assignment. And she said, "Oh, this is funny. You guys gather around and watch this." What do you think it was?
Got to be porn.
I'm going to need a more specific answer to give you full credit.
Animal porn?
How about Shrek porn?
Oh,
a porno that showed Shrek, the ogre, raping a young orphan boy.
Oh, my God.
Not wise.
Not wise. God, teacher, you're fired. They all laughed, of course, but she was suspended and then eventually fired.
You got to be fired for that.
It says that one female student said the first video showed a cartoon of Shrek going into a residential school and having sexual intercourse with a young orphan boy aged about 12. It lasted approximately 5 to 6 minutes. If the boy wouldn't have been an orphan and had been of age, would the punishment have been the same? Or
because
now it's like kind of cartoon kiddie porn. It's even worse than regular cartoon porn.
And I'm guessing Shrek's pretty gifted.
I don't like the whole thing. There's no. No good can come from that scenario as far as I'm concerned. But
where was Fiona?
Sleeping, apparently, in the next room. She drank too much and then passed out. It's like the movie that I told you about earlier.
Yeah.
Except in this case, Alexandra Daddario was played by a 12-year-old orphan boy. Let's go to Florida, where Florida woman takes the front and center today. Cops arrested a naked and belligerent Florida woman for attacking her fiancé and... You can guess why. Why do naked, belligerent women tend to attack men?
They won't have sex with her.
He wouldn't have sex with her. Officers responded early this morning, that's today, to a disturbance call at a Vero Beach apartment building. Encountered Samantha Jewel Hernandez, who's 21, sans clothes and in an ornery mood. She denied doing anything to her fiancé, but was too intoxicated to provide further information. The 21-year-old victim told police that Hernandez wanted to engage him in sexual intercourse, which he declined. She did not take that well and began attacking him, striking him in the face and ripping his shirt. Cops noticed a man had scratches on his face and neck and was wearing a torn shirt. So the cops deduced, they put things together and said, you know what, I think she might be guilty. They'd apparently lived together for 2 years and she has been booked. $6,000 bond for, and she's not bad looking. I mean,
no, she does have that sort of crazy look to her, though.
She looks like the kind of woman who might beat you up if you didn't have sex with her right when she wanted to. An initial background check failed to detect a felony conviction that should have barred the man who killed 5 co-workers and wounded 6 other people at a suburban Chicago manufacturing plant from ever buying the gun. Months later, a second background check of Gary Martin found his 1995 aggravated assault conviction in Mississippi involving the stabbing of an ex-girlfriend. So what do you think the state does in that situation? They send a letter saying, hey, remember when we told you it was okay to have that gun? Yeah, after some further investigation, we need you to please bring that gun back to the police. And we're going to trust you on this one. So whenever you get some time, you know, before you go shoot anybody with it, just bring that gun on in. You're not supposed to have it. And, of course, we all know the rest of the story there. So, not wise guys.
Mm.
And
dumbass!
A firefighter was arrested 3 times in 24 hours at the same airport, Cleveland Airport, for disorderly conduct and intoxication. Chief Battalion William Graham was first arrested Monday afternoon after attempting to board a flight while under the influence. And then arrested 2 more times over the course of the day trying to do the same thing, combative and disruptive, and then got into a fight with law enforcement. So 3 arrests, 1 day, 1 airport. Solid move.
Not bad.
All right, guys. If you own your home, listen up. Grab your smartphone. Our friends over at TGS Insurance Agency, they're about to give you some money. That's what I'm talking about. And you're going to save big on your home policy, all without ever talking to an agent. Used to take hours to get a home quote, then someone made it 15 minutes. That was great and all, but TGS has stepped up the game. They built a new system that gives you a firm quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address. You're probably going to save a bunch of money, too. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system will reply and ask for your address. You send that back. You get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. Grab your phone now. Get on it. This company, these savings, they're legit. The online rating's nearly perfect. The average customer from 2018 saved over $825 on their home insurance. You don't need to wait until your renewal even. TGS Insurance takes care of the back end. You can free your mind and start fattening your wallet today. One more time, text the word money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote and save big today.
ESPN 97.5.